brought to you by Penguin. Beneath the Keep, a novel of the Tierling by Erica Johansson, read for you by Mandy Williams. For Dorian Karchmar, my captain of guard. Is God willing to prevent evil, but not able? Then he is not omnipotent. Is he able, but not willing? Then he is malevolent. Is he both able and willing? Then whence cometh evil? Is he neither able nor willing? Then why call him God? Epicurus. Prologue.
Boy, over here now.
Christian looked up from his meal, a well-picked-over rib of beef that had been left in the tunnel outside. There was still meat on the bone, and before he acknowledged the man who had entered the room, he was determined to gnaw away the last bits.
Boy!
Christian looked up again, resigned. There was no light here, but a single candle, its thin illumination barely enough to reveal the shadowy figure in the doorway. But still, Christian knew the man. A portly figure whose muscle had long since run to fat, his thick jowls and bright red nose revealing an over-fondness for drink. He would know Wigan anywhere. He would know him on his dying day.
Come on, it's time.
Casting the stripped bone into the corner, Christian popped to his feet. Some days he got enough to eat, some days he didn't. But either way, he always had his reflexes. They had spared him several beatings at Wigan's hands when he was much younger. But Wigan rarely tried to hit him any more. He was too valuable. He followed Wigan out into the corridor, their footfalls echoing off the stone walls of the tunnel. From time to time, they would pass open doorways, other entrances, and Christian could see people inside, could see everything they were doing. Most of the dens on this level were full of whores, their pimps, their customers. Even down here, most promoters had better accommodations, but 2 months before, Wigan had made a disastrous bet on a dogfight, and the two of them had been stuck in Whore's Alley ever since.
"I hope you've got your best game today, boy," Wigan grunted. "Ellis brought that giant idiot of his, and he can swing a haymaker like no one's business."
Christian said nothing, but he could already feel his blood warming up, drowning out his handler, thrumming with the pulse of the ring. Nothing mattered there, not Wigan, not the hunger, not the dark warren of the tunnels. The ring was clear, well-defined. The ring was easy.
"Did you hear me, boy?"
he nodded.
"Swear to Christ, half the time I think you're a fucking idiot. Speak when you're spoken to!"
"I understand," Christian replied tonelessly.
"Well, why don't you say so?"
Christian shrugged. He was only 11 years old, but he had learned long before that every time he opened his mouth, he gave a piece of himself away. They climbed a poorly carved stone staircase, reaching the second level. Christian could hear the low roar now, and although it was muted, still several twists and turns away, that roar pulsed in his blood like alcohol, like morphia. He had been given morphia once, years before, when his injuries were so bad that he could not sleep or stay quiet, and he had never forgotten that night. A long, snaking dream in his head, an epic journey through a world filled with light. It was seductive, the scale of that mindlessness, and for that very reason, Christian distrusted it. He had never tried morphia again, but there was no need. He already had his own narcotic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?